The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
BJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, it's your girl, Baby Jade, and we're having a special I'd Rather Hang With Jade edition of Big Facts Podcast. Shout out to my brothers, DJ Scream and Bank. They weren't able to be here today, but we have a special guest in the building, and we're going to talk about some Florida shit. We're going to talk about some music shit, and we're also going to get to the bottom of a lot of things that have been going on. How you feeling today?
Sure, feeling good.
So first off, let's start off by telling people, who is Boston Richie?
That nigga? Shit. I'm just a regular young nigga, man. Getting to it, making music, doing my thing.
Okay, when you were growing up in Jacksonville, like, how was it for you? Like, was it rough?
Tallahassee.
I'm sorry, Tallahassee.
Yeah, it's wrapped that up.
Yeah. But how was Tallahassee for you, like, when you were growing up? Was it rough? Like, did you have it good? You know what I'm saying? What was it like for you?
Shit. You know, just like the regular story, everybody else growing up in the hood. Like, I ain't gonna say it was too rough and shit. Like, you know, as long as you feel me, like, When you just growing up, you just like everybody know you, so it's just like sometimes like it'll never be too rough shit. You know, everybody go through what they go through, certain situations, but it was cool, you know, it's country though. So like we was always behind everybody else, you know, like shit, other niggas going in other cities, shit, we probably like 2-3 years always behind, you know what I'm saying?
So, damn, you think it was that far?
Yeah, far. People in our city still catching up.
Oh my God. Yeah. So when you were coming up, did you stay in the projects or you stay like in the suburbs?
Yeah, I stayed in the, like, shit, I ain't gonna lie, like, in Tally, you got like the projects, and then you got like trailer parks, but they like the projects too, you get what I'm saying? So like, no, y'all don't probably know nothing about no trailer parks though. So
trailer, like, so like trailer, like the real trailer parks with trailers?
Yeah, like you got a neighborhood with number trailers in it, probably like 200 trailers.
200 yeah. Fucking trailers?
So it's like shit, them shit be like the projects, this shit like the ghetto too. So it's like, I don't stay in a trailer park and actually in the bricks, like in a real project, you feel me?
So is the trailer park there kind of like a neighborhood?
Yeah, it's a real neighborhood, big neighborhood.
They got like streets it, and shit? Like
yeah, she got his own community. Wow. She got own streets, own community, everything, you feel me?
So did you have, are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I got two brothers and two sisters.
Older or younger?
Shit, I got two brothers older than me, a sister older than me, and then my younger sister, she younger than me.
Okay, are you close with them?
Yeah, hell yeah, my daddy forced that. Yeah, my daddy gonna fuck off. Yeah, yeah.
So what made you want to start rapping?
Shit, man, I don't really like, I had a cousin, my cousin passed away, you feel me?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was the rapper, he was the artist, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, but I know like growing up in the city, like shit, me and my brother, like we always like, we been known in the city like growing up, like you feel me? Like
your brother's a rapper too?
Nah, no brother don't rap, but I'm saying
like a street nigga?
Yeah, we just always okay. Been known in our city, like everybody always knew me, like shit, our house just be like the house. Everybody in that city used to come through, like, everybody, niggas from the north side, south side.
The house was like the spot.
My house was the spot, but we used to be at my mama's shit 100 deep. My mama them cooking, dad them let everybody stay the night. But my cousin was the artist, though, so shit, like, he used to just be always tell her, like, shit, cuz, like, but everybody know y'all, shit, I feel like, shit, niggas know me from y'all boys, so niggas used to be like, man, I feel like y'all boys should... Try to ride. I used to be like, man, hell no, nah, cuz we
kind of like it's only right.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be like, cuz shit, we gonna support you with this shit. Like, we straight, you feel me? So, like, shit, at the time, you know, my cousin died like 2016. So, my cousin died, shit, I had went and did like 2 years in prison. I did like 2 years in prison, but I got out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, my sister, baby daddy, that's just, her baby daddy is my cousin. They used to be like this, best friends. And he was the engineer, you feel me? But he was like our age, so bro used to be like, man, every day, like, this nigga used to text me every single day. Bro, just get in the studio, let's just fuck off real quick.
Yeah.
I used to be like, man, I'm getting money, I'm straight, I ain't getting no motherfucking studio, I can't rap, it ain't for me.
Yeah.
Man, one night, bro, like 3 a.m, I just went over there, like, my sister stayed in the bottom of the project, you feel me? So I just went over there at 3 a.m, recorded some shit with him. But I was just sending the niggas in my hood.
Yeah.
They just like, shit, ain't gonna lie, the shit sound good. But you know how a nigga do you, like, when a nigga your homeboy, a nigga just be on some shit like, man, yeah, you straight, but you know, in the nigga head, nigga be like, man, I don't wanna fuck with that shit.
Right.
But, like, nigga had me geeked over it, so shit, I just wanted to start just getting that bitch back to back.
Okay, so in your personal opinion, what do you think it is that separates you from the rest of the Florida rappers?
Shit, I don't know. Like a lot of people tell me like I don't really got like a Florida swag, but I don't know. Shit, I don't know. Probably just the way I pop my shit, the way I talk, like the way I rap my shit. You feel me? I don't know. I really don't know for real.
Who were you like? Who did you listen to like that's on the Florida style when you were coming up?
Shit, man, Yak one on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. Like we from if you from Florida, like. Shit, we all grow up with Yak. Like, you've been listening to him. Like, we was all jits. When he was local, we was listening to him. So, like, we grow with him. So, like, that was one of the main persons I was listening to every day.
And nobody else?
Shit, I got a couple of people, like, goddamn.
Like, none of the, like, not the older crew, but, you know, like, the crew that was, like, older than you.
Like, what?
Like the Trick Daddies and the Rock.
Y'all got niggas like Plies.
Yeah, fly.
I used to listen to Trick, but like I used to listen to Trick like through my dad and them and shit like that. But like Plies was another person I listened to like heavy, like growing up as a jit though. Like he was another person that just like had a big impact on Florida that I always listened to.
What about T-Pain?
T-Pain, me and T-Pain from the same hood.
Yeah,
everybody listened to T-Pain
because they like people they haven't really compared you to T-Pain, but they're just saying like. There's not been anybody since.
Yeah, I want to say like everybody of me since like shit. Yeah, T-Pain make good music though, but it's like shit. Everybody listened to T-Pain growing up too. You feel me? So like, yeah.
So how did it make you feel when people started basically saying that Bullseye 2 was the reason that Russell Wilson had fallen off?
Man, I ain't a lot of shit. I got a country, so at first I was like,
You felt bad.
I was like, we turned up. But then, like, shit, you know, when it first hit and then it blows, I'm like, shit, we turned. You know, I'm on the ground, like, well, I didn't even get it right.
Yeah.
But the shit at the time, like, damn, but I hope we ain't fucking with bro Milton for real, like, type shit. But it's all cool, though. I don't know shit. I hope not.
If you had something that you could say to him, what would you say?
Shit, stay consistent. Shit. I mean, like, shit, you gotta know, like, one thing I learned, shit, like, you ain't made it that far from nowhere. But, like, everybody had their bad season, shit, but, like, they go through certain shit, they fuck up a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You where you at for some reason, so it's like, shit, you gotta just keep going for real.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you think makes you so popular, like, with the ladies?
Money. Shit, money. Man, females like money. I just be on shit like, if I fuck with you, shit like, we fucking like, if I fuck with you, I'm gonna spend some money on you. Like,
so you like, you buying Birkins and shit?
I ain't bought no Birkin yet. I almost bought one shit. When somebody almost had it out.
She fucked it up?
She ain't fuck it up. I fucked it up. So shit, I had to really just fall back real quick till we get back on right standing so I can go ahead and
So how does it make you feel that you have such a large female fan base that is really, like, ride or die for you?
Shit, it feel good, because, like, you got to think about, like not to discredit a lot of niggas, like, but, like a lot of niggas, like, they don't really, like, go that extra mile for a nigga when it comes to music. Like, oh, I'm finna go buy your shit.
Yeah.
I'm finna go do this. Like, you got to even think about it, like, if an event going on in my city, my niggas gonna be on shit like, oh yeah, but he finna bring the hoes out. So nigga going for the hoes, you get what I'm saying? So like, yeah. The females really just like, shit, they be what it is though. Like, that shit a blessing for real.
Yeah, because they gonna shit spend real. Money, they gonna support.
They gonna spend money, they gonna support, they gonna share your shit.
They gonna go they to gonna war with you, on the internet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, hell yeah, they ready to argue a bitch down. Man, I post some shit like, man, I ain't tricking no more. Them hoes on my back like, nah. Man, you don't start this shit. We dying like this.
Yeah.
Like, females about to die for real.
Right. So do you have kids?
Yeah, I got one son.
Okay, how old is he?
8 months.
Oh, so he's like a baby.
He fresh one.
What do you like plan on teaching him so that he can be a little bit different from you and not make the same mistakes?
Shit, one thing I just want to have my son just be big on is like, because like, growing up, I ain't like one thing, but my mom and daddy, but they always made it for sure. They priority, like, to make us have us straight. Like, even we might not growing up, we might not have like all the J's and shit because they couldn't afford it, but shit, we had some. You understand? But I want to have my son, like, cause, like, when I was growing up, you know, my daddy got it to the point, like, shit, y'all want to thug? Shit, y'all thug with me now, because I'd rather teach y'all how to thug than goddamn right. Let another nigga I don't even know teach y'all. But I just want to teach my son, like, shit. Like, you know, growing up, we thought was, like, the streets is the way. Like, you got to be a street nigga to do this. You got to, like, sell drugs. I just want to have my son focus on the point, like, shit, we ain't got to go through none of this shit to get no money. Mm-hmm. I get no hoes to get nothing, like, you feel me? It's another way out of this shit. Like, it's plenty of ways out of this shit. And that's what I'm saying.
Without taking a risk.
Like, it's plenty of ways. Shit. You got niggas like, as I had doing YouTube, get more money than rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
But like, a nigga had your mind so brainwashed on shit. But I got to sell drawers to get this. Mm-hmm. I got to sell drawers to get these cars. Cause like, shit, growing up, all the dope dealers had all the whips. Yeah, all the bitches. So it's like, shit, like, you got to think as a child growing up in the projects, like, my teachers ain't even pulling up and shit like this. The preacher ain't pulling up and shit like this.
Yeah.
Shit, only nigga pulling up like this is a dope nigga. Is a dope man. So like, over time, that's how a nigga getting brainwashed. We like, damn, but
you kind of equate selling dope with success.
Yeah, but I'm finna go get me a pack, bitch. I want them shoes right now. That nigga got on. I don't want them. My teacher ain't got no more. My uncle ain't got no more. My uncle got a job. I want them. And so I just want to show my son like a different way. Like, it's a million other ways. You feel me?
So it's no secret that you really kind of like pride yourself on being a fly nigga and, you know, taking care of your appearance and shit like that. So Did you teach yourself how to put that shit on, or did somebody kind of have to learn it to you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did you have somebody that you were looking after that kind of showed you the way of how to put that shit on, or?
I don't know. Like, I always like just had a, like a passion for fashion, but it's like coming up, like a nigga ain't had the money to buy the shit I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yeah. Just like, you got, it just like, it was just.
You had to piece that shit up.
I had to piece it up. Like, damn, okay, like, damn, this is what I want. I always knew what I wanted. Like, I always knew what how I wanted to dress, what type of person, like, what type of nigga I want. But, you know, like, it's a process to everything you want. So, like, I used to be just like, go around these niggas over here, these niggas getting money over here, these niggas fresh as fuck. I go over here and soak game up from them. I go over there, soak from the niggas from the north side, soak game up from him.
Yeah.
I'm over here in my hood, soaking game up for the older niggas. So it's just like, at the time, nigga just thinking, I'm just like a young nigga just coming around. I just want to hang out. But I'm old time, I'm just stealing game from everybody. I'm took game from them niggas. They put me down over here. I'm just, so it's just like, over time, like, as in this process, I'm really like just staying down and getting my money right. So it's like, shit, when I got a chance to really do it, shit, nah, I just, shit, I got
nothing. Give me all that shit.
I got 15 years to go from now, shit I've been wanting to do. So, it's like, I got this shit lined up, you feel me? For real, so, yeah.
Right.
I always just take it from other niggas, like, damn, I like how he dress, but I want to do it different, you feel me? So, that was one of them things.
Okay, so you just signed a multi-million dollar deal with Epic. Tell the people a little bit about how that whole deal came about and who was involved in that process.
Shit, that deal, it came out by, like, it came out through, like, you know, through, because, you know, Pluto, he signed with Epic, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, shit, I already had probably, like, about 10 deals already on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every label, like, I was having labels put it up on me in Miami while I was at Pluto shit, just like,
yeah,
niggas throwing, like, we'll do 5 M's, we'll do goddamn 7 M's, like, mm-hmm. I'll people every day, like, motherfucker from every label just pulling up on me in the studio. I'm playing my unreleased shit. These motherfuckers here like, boy, I'm ready to like, sign right now. Let's do it. But you know, yeah. It's just like, shit, I'm signing Pluto. So it's just like, it's only right I go with the label he with, shit. You know what I'm saying? It kind of be
like an go
against
family.
The grain. Like, it's an in-house thing. So like, I go against the grain. I go over here. I'm already with bruh. So I'm out just like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, shit, this is going to be the best route for me as like this point I'm at in my life right now. You feel me?
So when you signed your deal, did you signing a deal kind of make your family and friends view you in a different light? Kind of meaning like, did it kind of make the people that you were close to feel entitled because they felt like you had more to give now because you signed the deal and you got like all these millions of dollars?
Shit, it made, I ain't even going to speak on it. It made the niggas I don't even really fuck with like that feel entitled. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, bro, like, you don't even know how, like, niggas just, like, even niggas, like, I don't just kick shit with, like, you know, you got, like, some niggas from your hood that you ain't never really, like, parlayed with just on, on some gangster shit, like, but these niggas, like, you know, I see you, boy, what's up, but they fall off in the club, it just on some mutual shit, you feel me, like, the minute a nigga, for sure,
hey, the announcement,
well, what, for, the minute a nigga for sure know you got them M's, you got for sure money, niggas be, boy, you ain't did nothing for the hood, boy, you would have dropped this off over here, dropped this off, but, like, niggas don't understand, like, if I sign a deal for, like, 20 M's right now, I ain't finna have no fucking 20 M's in my account.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I still gotta get these people this amount of tapes, you feel me?
Yeah,
you
got
advances, I get this right
a
now.
A marketing budget, I have a recording budget. So, like,
it's a lot of shit a nigga don't know, nigga just said, oh, nigga got 7 M's, boy, nigga. 7 M strong, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got M's, but it's like, god damn, my nigga, like, let's work through this shit. Like, I ain't finna just get this money and we finna go buy these cars over here and do this bitch. We finna work. I still owe these people 3 tapes.
Yeah.
Man, we gotta work, man. I ain't finna go blow all this money on right now. Hell no. Like, nigga just don't know how to, like, let this shit just, like,
breathe.
Work itself out. Let it breathe. Like, niggas, oh, we got the money right now. Let's go. Nah, like, it don't work like that. Like, you feel me? Nah, how niggas go broke.
Yeah, okay. So, with the niggas that you're speaking on that are kind of like that, it kind of made me think of a quote that Jeezy had in one of his songs that said, like, red or blue pill, what would you do when the same niggas you love got hate in your blood?
Right.
So, how do you kind of deal with resentment from those people that don't understand that you don't exactly have 7 M's just to fuck off on everybody, and they get mad because they feel like you're being like on some crab shit, but yeah, you're actually really just trying to handle your business so yeah, that you can have enough to last to be able to help everybody.
See, like how that work out, like Laura had to say, I'm genuinely like just a good ass nigga, you feel me? So like, mm-hmm, I move out my conscience, like, you feel me? If I fuck a nigga over right now, I'ma just be on some shit like, damn, but you know that ain't even true right there. Like,
yeah.
So like I deal with my conscience. So it's like, if I know my conscience clean, at the end of the day, when it's time for me to lay down, I ain't really gonna dwell on the situation too much. Like, I ain't gonna be on those like, damn, it's gonna reevaluate and shit like, damn, it's gonna really be a flaw to these boys. Or I'm really trying to get this shit to the point where like, damn, boy, we can goddamn do this. We can just get through this little point right here. We can just really go big on it. Like, you feel me? Like, it's even not like I got niggas that I hang with. Like, I probably got like 6-7 niggas that I hang with, like, every day. Like, these niggas, like, we, every time I move, they move. Like, mm-hmm, these niggas don't even go in the house until I go home. Like,
right,
I could be in the studio 10 in the a.m. These niggas don't went to sleep 3-4 times. Ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Like, these niggas, like, that understand the process. Like, yeah, I can go do whatever right now. And they know that. I don't hide enough from my people. They know how much I get out of shows. Right. I do promo. 20 bands of promo just to post nigga shit, but I shoot my niggas, hey, here go 2 bands, here go 2 bands for you, here go a band for you. Like, right, niggas understand the process, so like, it's easy to help a nigga that understand the process. Like, nah, we can't spend this right now. Well, I might got this, but we can't spend it right now. We got to keep going, we got to get some more money, you feel me? Like, niggas that ride me, my 6-7 niggas that go with me everywhere, like, when I go do shows, they don't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
I pay for hotels, rental cars, flights, whatever, like, and I try to shoot them some out the back end, like, okay, but right now, this is what I'm giving for a show, but I can shoot this to you. I can shoot to you. I can't pay you right now. But you with me, shit. You ain't gotta pay for nothing. If you pay for something, it's something you want.
Enjoy the ride,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Cause when this shit do get to that point where a nigga up 500 a show, shit, bitch, we bald, bitch, we all gone. Bitch, we ain't got nothing to worry about. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's just a process. So it's like, I don't really dwell on the situation too much, like, or that nigga think I'm flaw, shit. Like, I had to learn, like, niggas would be around saying, oh, that nigga flow, that nigga this and that nigga that. But, like, everybody human, so you got to know one thing. When a nigga go lay down, a nigga got to deal with they self and God. So, right, get what? You know you a fuck up. You know you on some fuck nigga shit. Like, I ain't got to remind you, like, boy, you trying me like you know I ain't one of them.
Right.
You know in your heart. But when you sit back, you like, damn, I'm on some green shit right now. So I just let a nigga heart convict them, you feel me? I don't really got to speak on it or dwell on it too much.
Okay. Do you have any regrets?
No, hell no. I try not to have regrets. Like, I just try to be like, just be thankful for everything. Rather be bad or good, you feel me? Because, like, I just feel like you don't go through situations if it ain't meant for you to go through, you get what I'm saying?
So you feel like there's a reason for everything and every situation that you go through has a purpose.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just like all about how you look at a certain situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't feel like sometimes it ain't no bad or good. I just feel like, what's your perspective on the situation? How you look towards, like, how you look at it towards, like, you could look at it towards in a good way, like, damn, that happened for God to open another door for, you feel me? Like, it's just all about how you look at a certain situation, for real.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
How do you feel about generational wealth?
Shit, I feel like shit. What you mean by how I feel about it?
Like, how do you feel about it? Do you think it's important? Do you think it really doesn't matter early on? Do you think it's like some old nigga shit or like...
Nah, I feel like it's... I don't feel like that shit matter. Like, I just feel like if you have a child, I just feel like it's your job to make sure your child do better than you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like... Shit, like, I can't really speak on it because I don't know how to feel to have generational wealth. Like, I can't name nobody in my family who got, like money, money to make sure, like, okay, your kids going to be straight. So I just feel like that's your due diligence. Like, that's your job. Like, okay, you done made a child. Now you want your child to, like, it's a cycle. So then, like you want your child to be raised how you was raised and go through the shit you raised and his son go through it, his daughters go through it. Mm-hmm. Shit, I just feel like me and my life, shit, all that pussy shit stopped now. my jizz ain't, but your ass going out here, private school, we ain't tolerating none of that whole shit. Oh, my kid ain't been no street nigga, no nothing. Like,
yeah.
But like, I ain't speaking past tense. Like, whatever my son chooses to do, that's him. But like, mm-hmm. I just feel like me as a person, it's my job to tell you what not we not going to do. Right. I can't put no gun in your head and be like, boy, don't take your ass over there, over there. Boy, right. Selling drugs over there. But I'm going to do everything I can, boy. Put that belt on your ass, but we going over here. Private school, but I'm just making it to the point where, like, I don't even want my son to be involved in none of this bullshit, like, right here. It's right. A better life and shit. I skipped a lot of my childhood by seeing my daddy go to jail. My mama struggling.
Right.
Like, it's just a natural thing for a man to see his mom struggling. I'm like, damn, but I got to do whatever to help my mama. Like, I was one of them niggas, like, me and my brother, seeing, like, damn, but my mama fucked up. But we fucked up, but we finna go... We finna go raw. We finna go hit a lick. But we sliding air. But we try to, I finna just help my own dude. Like, you feel me? So, like,
yeah.
I don't want my son to have to feel that phase. Like, damn, I gotta do whatever to get some money.
So, do you have any, like, specific things in place? Like, maybe, like, a trust fund or, like, some stocks or some property or something that's in his name to kind of, like, prevent him from, or give him kind of, like, a head start over other kids or shit like that?
I got, like, a little thing set up, like, I had it set up through my lawyer and shit. Like, if anything happened, like, I gave my son probably, like, 75% of everything I got, you feel me?
Yeah.
Cars, money, whatever I got, you feel me? So, but, like, you know, he said 8 months. So, like, as it's growing up, you know, I'm still learning it with everything, like, how to do all shit myself. So, like.
Yeah, still fresh.
Yeah, I'm still fresh. So, shit, so as I'm still going through, I'm getting game from everybody. So, it's like, shit, I know, like, within the next 5 years, I have a lot of shit lined up. So, it's just a process, you feel me?
What's some shit that you like to do in your free time?
Fishing.
What?
A lot of people don't, like, a lot of people don't know that about me, like, but I love, like, when my brother and my daughter sit right there and tell you, but we bored. I got them fishing. Like, I probably say I got that from my grandma. Like, my grandma, bro, I ain't gonna lie. My grandma used to take us, growing up, my grandma used to take us fishing, like, every fucking day. My grandma used to take, bro, me and my sister and brother fishing. Bro, we used to grow up, like, with my grandma, bro, we used to go fishing with her and never catch nothing. Like, my grandma used to be catching big shit out there. We used to be fishing in her spot. Like, me and my brother be like, man, we ain't doing this shit no more, grandma.
Man, the first time I went fishing, man, I hooked my finger and I ain't been back since. That shit, that man. Shit, that shit almost took my finger off, man. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah, I love fishing. Like,
I would have been out here, like, man, with a nub and shit, man. That shit was
horrible. That shit hurt, ain't it?
Man, that shit, I cried for days.
I like, just bought a crib with a lake in the back, like,
for real.
14 acres, yeah. With a lake in the back, shit. I be fishing every time. I ain't been home in months, though. But like, if I go home one day, I'm going to be out there back at a lake fucking out catching fish.
But let me ask you this. Since you fish, how do you feel about tilapia?
I eat it.
Yeah, because you know, like, it's not, it's like,
I know, some, I don't read some shit.
It's some man made shit. Like, you'll never go to a lake and catch a tilapia.
Yeah,
like,
you'll never.
That shit is crazy.
Shit, we still eat it, though. Quit eating, quit, but I ain't gonna lie. But I know my baby mama gonna tilapia as the devil, boy. And that shit be good. I be telling her, boy, we need to cook some tilapia tonight, boy. Yeah, that shit good. That shit man made. That shit good.
Okay, other than fishing, what else you like to do? What are some of your other hobbies?
Shit, I like to go shopping. That's another thing. Shit, I like that a lot. Me, shit. If I ain't in the studio or some shit like that, fishing or some shit, I like to dress up and just see how we do it. In my city, it's different. We dress up, get all the whips clean, we just slide through and pop shit on niggas. Like, that's how we do it. If I see, like, it's a trend. Like,
yeah.
Man, we finna get all these whips, we finna clean these bitches up, we finna pull up in the nigga hood. Like, that's how we doing our city. Like
how, another nigga's hood?
Yeah, that's how we get our point across. We come through. We coming through your hood. Or
so the other niggas don't be mad?
Nah, niggas try to get that money up and come back through. It's just like on a, shit, who getting
so on? Like a pull-up war.
It's like a pull-up war. Like, like, I ain't gonna lie, one thing about my city, that shit country small. But niggas get money in my city, but niggas know they can't fuck with us with these whips and shit. Like, man, we gonna break your back. It's like, and you gotta think about, like, before I started buying cars, my people started buying cars. Like, we was in, like, it's a, in Florida. Like, if you're from Florida, like, I don't know if Atlanta do it, but, like, mm-hmm. in Florida, bro, it's a trend. Like, it's a big trend, like, bigger than anything. Like, motherfuckers gonna spend every dollar they got on to get a exotic rental. Like, but motherfuckers.
An exotic rental?
Like a lamb truck. Like, Shit yeah. like that. Like,
oh, okay, okay.
Like, motherfuckers gonna go pay like $1,500 a day for a week straight just to slide a Lamb truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know niggas like Atlanta, like, you know, a lot of money in Atlanta, but like Florida. But
man, these niggas up here riding rentals too. That shit man, ain't but no like, fucking
in Florida,
different.
These niggas gonna go in the red and come through in a Lamb truck. So like, we was the first niggas in my city. Like, I kid you not, like, bro, we was the first niggas that ever like bring a Lamborghini in my city. Like, bro, we had like, bro, I promise, dog.
Dog, how did that shit feel?
Bro, like, my dog in the feds right now, like, from that shit, like, bro, we hadn't brought a Lamborghini to the city, dog. Like, see, my dog was, he was wanting for just, like, some simple shit, fade up here.
Mm-hmm.
But we slime Lamb. Bro, I probably got, bro, we got on, like, three high-speed chases in one day. Like, bro, the police was, but these police, dog, these motherfuckers, but even, well, you were so, we had them killed the bitch. Well, these people on every corner looking for us, like, bro. So, we, like, my dog had to end up getting fucked up later by the car.
Yeah.
Like, the damn U.S. Marshal don't press the damn people to put drop the low on the car, like, with the track in the
back. Oh, shit.
They on came to the house. He got caught up on some more shit. But, like, bro, like, when people just be tripping, like, on our ass about them bitch, like, bro, them people just be, nigga, going to club. Police told that bitch, like, just overt, like, just cuz, like, man, that shit be hell, like. Well, you couldn't even slide them shits in my city. Now it's like it more open, but like 2-3 years ago.
So what about, so like, do y'all like do the thing where y'all be having like the car, the like, what am I trying to say? Like, you know how a nigga might have a fucking Honda Civic, like on some 28s or like some retarded shit like yeah, that. Like
what? Man, hey. From Florida, boy, bitch put anything on rims. Boy, on my mama, boy, nigga put any, boy, I'm talking about 1970 Honda. But see,
did they
like,
make Hondas in 1970?
That's what I'm telling you, they gonna throw you, they gonna, but niggas can't get, nigga can't afford no version, nothing like that. But nigga finna take their mama car and put that bitch on folds. But like, what make it so crazy now, I see the like, niggas do like, you know how like, you motherfucker go to like a festival or something, like motherfuckers yeah. be on them speakers like, hey, y'all need like them loud ass horns.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers putting them outside their cars. If like from my city, like they put them in like brand or lie. But then come, well, what? You better tell them. But then come through, but niggas start a party anywhere. Man, that nigga music so goddamn loud, nigga got 8 speakers outside that bitch. Ain't got the inside speakers, bro.
So
nigga,
what happens when it rains?
Shit, like, but they have it, like, up under the bumper, like, shit, you get what I'm saying? So, like, bring a lot of shit, some country shit, bro. Like, you got to see this shit for yourself, but you go be like, man, this bitch shit tripping. Man, I'm talking about, but them people be tripping, but them people do some shit in my city, bro.
Damn, man.
They fixing anything up, bro. I'm talking about go-karts, whatever they can put their hands on, but nigga throw some rims on that bitch, bro. Sweat to you, not lying. Affinities. But niggas got affinities on 30s. Them bitches scraping every time they turn. Like, that how bad niggas be putting them shits on rims, but niggas be,
damn,
niggas be tripping, bro.
That's crazy. So what are some little known facts about Boston that people don't know?
I like fishing. That's one.
Fishing.
I'm big on family.
Okay.
I'm big on family. I get a lot of money.
What else? Come on with it.
I like to dress up. I like to buy cars. I like dogs too. Bullies though. They gotta be a bully though.
You got any?
I got 2 of them, a boy and a girl.
You ever thought about starting a kennel?
We tried, but it's like it's so crazy. We bought out, me and my brother bought our dogs. We paid $5 bands a piece for them. Like, we our dogs for like 2.5 years ago. But like, we bought them and shit, but like, like, soon we bought our dog, we just went to getting busy. So, it's like, we farting again. Them bitches, my mama and daddy.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so they still got them bitches right now. But, like, we just ain't have, but dogs worse than kids. So, it's like,
yeah.
We ain't have no time to be.
Especially the female dogs. Because, you know, they be having, you know, their situations and shit. Like,
that's how them dogs be. So, me and my brother ain't have. Me and my brother, like, man, but we thought we wanted these bitches, but we ain't got no time. Yeah.
So basically you have like a new project on the way. I know you haven't named it yet, but can you tell us like a little bit about it?
Yeah, I ain't thought of no name yet. I really ain't. I really like honestly, like where I'm at in life right now, like, I kid you not, I'll tell you no bullshit. Like, them boys will tell you, like, where I'm at right now, I'm in, like, a fucked up predicament because, like, I got so much music.
Like, bro, you can't really, it's hard to decide.
Bro, I got over capacity. Like, bro, I probably make, like, 10 songs a day every day. Like, yeah. I'll be geeked up in the studio, bro. I got so much music. So, like, I hear some shit. Like, I might have some shit like, yo, but these 10 songs right here, I want to put these down for the tape. But I might go in the studio. And, man, I might go to the studio for a week straight, man, like 100 songs. Mm-hmm. This shit every week. Every week, I'm calling them people like, nah, I ain't scratched them off the list, but I got some new heat.
Right.
So, it's just like, that's where I'm at right now. Like, that's my hardest part of, like, picking out music. Like, anything else, I got enough music. I got all the music. I just don't know, like, which angle to go, like, with this shit. So that's really been the hold up as of right now, like, because I really don't know what I want to put on my tape, and I'm just still recording. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So that's, like, the hardest part, though.
So what kind of style is a majority of the music on? Is it, like, shit for the ladies? Is it, like, some street shit, some club shit? Like,
I want to say, like, one thing I can say about my music, I'll probably say, like, my music be in between, like, mm-hmm. it be for the bitches, it be on some street shit, player shit, so I'll be like, I ain't gonna be like, on this tape, like, but I got all, but I'm putting pressure now, like, I'm on some goddamn, but I'm putting pressure now, like,
yeah,
like, it's like, I be having, like, I got some, I don't got no chill shit, I don't got no layback.
Okay.
I ain't got no sitting around and listen to this. I gotta get up.
It's all like,
I gotta get up. Like, I got that up tempo shit. Like, just like that's just like, and right now where I'm at in life, I'm like, I'm just like back on my young nigga shit. Like, I'm just bringing that shit back to the surface with it.
Okay. So I want to just kind of like circle back to the beginning and like when you were coming up and stuff.
Yeah.
So I heard you talk about like your mom and your dad. Were you raised by them, like,
the whole entire time? Yeah, my mom and dad have been together for 30 years.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad was active in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, so when it came, like, to street shit and when it came to, like, basically kind of differentiating between right and wrong and knowing codes, morals, and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit, was he the one that basically pretty much taught it to you, or did you kind of, like, come up on that while you were in the streets?
Now he my daddy like was the one like, I just like everything like we needed to know we knew just by him, like, just not like any nigga, you know, nigga. My dad ain't gonna never, like, a person ain't gonna never sit around and be like, hey, you need to know this, hey, you need to know this, you need to know this, like,
right.
A lot of the game wasn't verbal, like a lot of game me and my brothers got from my daddy was just about like being with him every day.
Right.
Watching how he moved, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you with a person every day, you gonna pick up on their traits. So, like,
and their
my dad used to take, bro, I put it on a lot, bro. We used to leave school, but my dad used to take us to the hood every single day. Like, that we used to do our homework at in the hood. Mm-hmm. But my dad used to have us with him every day. Like, so, like, a lot of games, like, you know, my dad used to, like, drink. And when he used to, like, drink, we used to be on the way home.
Yeah.
You know, he used to just run us down, like, you know, like how a father would do or something.
Right.
Like, you look up to, like, you know, once y'all start getting drunk and shit, get intimate, like on another level, like, yeah, but I went through this. I want y'all not to go this way
right.
with it. I want to show y'all this. I want to show y'all that. So, like, a lot of game we got from my dad was just, like, really just being with him every day, just watching how he move,
mm-hmm.
watch how he handle niggas, watch how he handle certain situations. So, it's like, one of them things, like, damn, we just picked up on it just by being with him, you feel me?
Right. Okay. So I know you said that, you know, you guys spent a lot of time like in the hood with your dad, but were either one of your parents like actively in the streets?
Shit, my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it used to be controversy in the house. My mom used to hate that shit. Like, my mom, but I ain't telling my dad, he'd be like, Ray and Jay, y'all go take out the trash. That, you know, they call me Jay.
Right.
He'd be like, hey, Ray and Jay, y'all go take out the trash. My daddy be winking his eye. So we already know what the deal is. We go take out the trash, jump right in the whip.
Right.
My daddy come back, run out the crib, jump in the whip, we gone. I'm gonna blow on the phone, I'll bring my sons back to the crib.
Right.
So shit, you know how that was right there.
Okay, so basically, there's been like a lot of talk about like a lot of things that have come up recently. Like,
yeah, right.
I know what I saw. I know what I heard. I know, like, what the streets are saying.
Right.
But we're here to pretty much get to the bottom of everything and kind of, like, allow you to tell your side so that you can have a voice for your fans instead of, like, some back and forth, like, internet shit or whatever. Right. So let's start, like, with the weed thing when you got pulled over and they found the weed on you and they let you go. Like, what happened with that situation?
See, like, you got to think about, like, in my own, about nobody else, but, like, in my city, bro, if you probably get caught with, like, anything under probably, like, 8 zips, you ain't going to jail, you feel me? You not, I don't know, I don't, like, it's like when the weed went, like, getting legalized and shit, like, I had 2 zips on me, you feel me? I didn't go to jail, like, but it been niggas in the city that get caught with 3-4 zips that don't go to jail, like, they don't prosecute it, like, the state of the district attorney, like, if it ain't no large amount of weed, if you ain't got no crazy 10 plates on you, no shit like that, he ain't gonna pick up the case, cause like shit, it ain't nothing he can do about it in the city. Like, weed legal, you know what I'm saying? So like,
right. That
was one of them situations, like me coming through the hood. It's so crazy. The police that pulled me, every time I've been arrested, this been my arresting officer, you feel me?
Oh, so that's why I was kind of like, y'all knew each other.
Yeah, Martinez, okay. this police, but I done been arrested 5-6 times by the same officer, you get what I'm saying? So like,
you think he was targeting you?
In a way, I'm just saying, like, I ain't gonna make it a me thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, he one of the all, like, if you go to my hood right now, you be like, hey, man, who the worst officer is in y'all area? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but that bitch Martinez, like, he the nigga that gonna pull up on the block, jump out, like, what y'all doing? What y'all scrape? I ain't seen y'all make no plays today. Y'all ain't getting no money today. That's no, all, bro, I put this on my phone. This the officer he is. Like, boy, I been watching y'all all day. Ain't then when y'all make no money. Why y'all over here? Like, he that type of officer. Like, when he hit the block, nigga, the whole hood screened up.
Everybody, like a fuck nigga.
But everybody get their shit together. But he that officer, like, so like, he one of the officers that's in tune with the street. Like, this a bit like, bro, so crazy. Like, I was just in my city the other day. I got a TRX truck. I'm sliding through my hood. My brother following me behind him and they trucks. We pull up in my hood, bro. Noise adoration for 2 minutes. My dog right there. Like, hey, man, hell no. Nah. But you ain't just see them boys hit the block. I'm like, man, 1 second, I'm gonna run ahead and get a soda real quick. Bro, I ran in this bitch, get a soda, bro. I pull out, because, like, I hood right there by FAMU. I pull out, I go through FAMU. As I'm coming back up, I see one of the officers. His name Chowder. I see him, but like, we know all them by name, cause like Tally, bro, I can go around the whole Tally in 20 minutes, like every hood in 20 minutes. I had a small, so like,
yeah.
As I'm coming back up, I see Chowder coming down. I'm like, oh yeah, they on that fuck shit. So now, like, how the situation having my brother in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm driving behind him with no car behind me.
Yeah.
So, bro, as we get through, we go.
Why the hell you ain't get in front of him?
How the situation is played, like, it just played so, it just happened so fast. So like, I'm with my dog. He just got out from doing I think 3 years. First day out. I'm putting him down, like, but we don't be sliding through the hood like that no more.
Right.
So like, as we going, we turn on the street named Adam Street. So now we coming down, I see another police sitting in the parking lot just waiting. So like, we get to a light. My brother just gonna go through the light though. I'm like, nah, fucking I ain't. I'm a dog in here. I'm just vibing. Man, Bob probably got, but probably pulled me. Bro, he pulled me, right? I drive like 2 minutes. I'm like, man, I ain't finna pull over right here. Dark over here. But they people don't play right. I drive like 2 minutes. I pull through some shit called Cascade Park. I park on the side of the road. I don't even park. I just pull like on the side of the road. Bro, I pretty no exaggeration, bro. I had 7 police surround my truck. 3 pulled in front of me, like 3 pulled behind me, like 1 pulled on the side of me. Bro, I'm talking about all I hear is, oh, Mr. Foster, roll your window down. Know me by name, know my cars, everything. So, the police, he walk up on me like, yeah, man. I go to snapping on his ass because like, I know them.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, my nigga, like, bitch, every time you see a nigga, what's up? Like, why the fuck y'all pulling my truck?
Yeah.
Oh, your tent's too dark. I'm like, bro, how the fuck my tent's too dark? You going one way, I'm going one way on the dark street. You ain't got no tents. I still can't see who driving.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, look, another one walked to the passenger window. My dog right here, tell you right, bro. I'm sitting right here. I'm like, bro, I already know what's finna go on. I'm like, bro, your other officer, one of them finna walk to the car right now and ask anybody, do they got American marijuana card? And from that, see, like, that's how they do them. I said, that's how they search your car. Like, if they come up to you, be like, man, you got an American marijuana card? Motherfucker be like, nah.
Oh, y'all smoking or something?
Nah. We weren't smoking or nothing. But that's their way. That's like, in Tally, that's how they search your car. If they come to you, be like, hey, bro, I smell weed. Any one of y'all boy got an American marijuana card? Everybody in the car, like, I don't smoke. Like, I smoke when I'm finna perform or some shit. Like, but like on a day-to-day basis, you would never catch me with no blunt in my mouth. So like, I know I jog out the road. Nobody been smoking in my truck. They be clean. Everything been sent up for months. So he like, man, anyone y'all got an American on the car? Everybody like, nah. He like, rolled out the back window. You see my dog. He like, hey, your name Nelson, ain't it? You just got out of prison. Like, I already own him. Like, they get laws of everybody who get out of prison. They on top of everything. So, you know, you feel me? Same thing on Telegram, like, man, y'all finna walk to McCon, ask me, do we got an American marijuana card? 2 minutes later, the black officer walk up and ask my snap on the cracker, like, man, pussy ass cracker, man, you playing. Like, I just told you what he was finna do. So the dude, Chatter, like, we know him, like, he like a Martinez.
Chatter, the black dude?
Yeah, white dude. Young, he like our age, too. So, like, we know these officers by name, because these motherfuckers gonna pull up in the hood, like, oh, yeah. So he like, oh, it's out of my league now. So good, I do. I got a high profile lawyer. I get right on the phone, call him. Hey, man, they just pulled me over here. They were going on. Hold on. Put him on speaker. So, you know, my lawyer go to popping his shit. Man, they searched my car. All type of shit. Want to go in and out. Like, oh, shit, man. I kid you not, bro. The police pull out, like, some residue, some weed residue out the cup holder. Like, yeah, this what we smell. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Man, snap on cracker, man. Like, pull off and all. Like,
hell nah.
But, like, that's just how they be on in my city. So, like, but, like, weed, I guess any nigga from my way, like, that shit Florida, period. Like, niggas get caught like a zip or two. Like, that shit ain't, niggas ain't even gonna prosecute you for no weed or nothing like that. That shit ain't shit in the city.
Okay. So, now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the whole Grand Theft Auto situation.
Right.
What went down with that? Because you got to understand, like, from a perspective of, like, a person that's in the street, like, with all this shit coming out at the same time, it just looks kind of crazy. Yeah, and then if somebody doesn't know you or, like, doesn't understand, like, exactly. What's going on or haven't heard you, like, actually speak on it, they kind of looking like,
this shit looks fishy.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Right, correct.
So that's why we getting to the bottom of it today so that we can get everything out.
Yeah, see, like, with the GTA, like, the two niggas I got arrested with, shit, my brother sitting right there, he gonna tell you, them niggas put their own self in a position.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got them, man, we had this guy, like, in my city, like, bro.
This happened in 2013, right?
Yeah, this shit years ago. Like, in my city, like, boy, you can look this shit up on Google. But we stole over 1,000 cars. Like, we have been on the news for this shit, like, that we the one, like,
oh, y'all were some bandits.
Like, yeah, we everybody on dead time behind that shit. Like, my dog Wooda, free him, but he got 25 years behind this shit.
A car?
By cars, but we stole over 1,000 cars. Like, you gotta think, like,
what the fuck did y'all do with all the cars?
Like, and I said it was just a trend to steal cars. Like, we just be stealing them shit.
Y'all just stole them and left them?
Sell some of them. So, like, it was a big case in the city. So, like, we fought around and had a car. It was like a little Lolo. It was a Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm.
We stole that bitch out my hood the night before. Mm-hmm. We fuck around. We was jigging. We walking out my hood.
Yeah.
We dead on the wheel. We like, man, we finna collide. We might know finna pop some cars, man. Cause you know, like, my city, they used to leave keys in the car.
Were you even old enough to drive then?
Nah, but when we was driving though. Okay. So it's like, in that situation, like, niggas used to pop cars.
Yeah.
And, like, bitches used to leave their keys in cars. And how we used to steal cars, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we had them stole a car. But, like, usually what we do when we steal a car, we let it sit for, like, two or three days. Because, like,
right.
If I steal a car, that bitch going to have, if it got a tracking device, police will have this bitch gone by the next morning. By the time we wake up, it'll be gone.
Right.
But this was one of them days, like, it was a Friday. So, we, it's like, it's probably 7 in the afternoon. So, like,
mm-hmm.
We down at, we just at the crib chilling. So we leave, me and my brother, like, me and my brother do everything together. So, like, me and my brother walk into the car. Like, we had that bitch, like, my grandma stayed literally in front of, like, the project where I shot Bullseye at.
Yeah.
My grandma literally stayed right there. Like, I ain't even from that hood, but that's how I be, like, I'm known in that hood. That's where I be at more than my grandma. Home hood. Because my grandma stayed right there. Everybody know me, you feel me? So we leave at my grandma's house. We had the crib parked in front of the projects. But it's a church in front of the projects, too, you feel me?
Right.
So, like, as we walk into the car, It's like a Tundra truck. I'll never forget. It's a great Tundra truck. Back then in the church on a Friday, I'd be over here. I'd stay over here. I never seen that day in my life. Me and my brother walked past like, well, you think that's the police? You know, me and my brother on the show.
What, you thought it was like some bait car shit or something?
No, I said like, we just, you know, it's the trend so heavy on stand cars. So like, as we see the truck yeah. tinted up, we can't see it. We looking at it cross screen like, damn, what the fuck? I asked my brother like, damn, you think that's troll or what, or not? He like, shit, either way it go, we gonna run them anyway. So, you know, I'm almost shit like, all right, shit, say no more, fuck it. I jump in the driver's seat. My brother jump in. We pull out. Soon we pull out, they pull out. So now, you know, me and my brother like, oh yeah, for shit, show, but it's the police, boy. Bro, no exaggeration, bro. We pulling in the projects. My dog, them coming out the projects in a Ram truck. Mm-hmm. Police behind them in the unmarked. But you know, I'm flagging him like, boy, go. The police behind me. So like,
why y'all ain't hit it?
Like, I ain't hit it yet. Like, I don't know. I ain't hit it. Like, I'm turning in the project. Like,
yeah.
But like, they on me, but they not on me. Like, they ain't hit no lights or no nothing. They in the unmarked. They slanted unmarked. So I just do a whole loop in the projects. I come out.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm turning out, I got him beat.
Right.
Because it's humps and shit. I got him beat. I smash on the gas already. I take off. It's a bus. It's a goddamn bus coming and shit. So, like, you know, when the bus is just getting off of school and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just ran through. You know, you can't go through. I go through. But when I go through, the police don't go through. You feel me?
Yeah.
So now I just really got them beat. Like, I go down. I can't think of the street. It's off of Saxon Street in the hood. So, you know, I go out the street. My brother going with a girl at this time. He jump out, go in her house. He run. I'm in the car.
Yeah.
My dog, them already over there. You feel me?
Right.
They jumping. The two niggas I went to jail with, these niggas from my hood. These niggas know me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. These niggas know what's up. Like, you got to think about it. These niggas jumping to call me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, boy, I'm running troll, but y'all boy tripping. But we all young and dumb niggas. Like, man, fuck that. But we out.
Mm-hmm.
But I run the crackers. Like, I told you, fam, you in the hood.
Yeah.
So I run the crackers through FAMU, all type of shit. But I like, in my city, like what we used to do, like we used to, wherever we run the police from, we come back to the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do a whole U-turn, like come back to the same, like park the car, jump in another one. They used to never catch it like that, you feel me, until they got on.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I did that shit, I come back through the hood, I park, we walking now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my other two dogs, we hit like a back road, we go to walking. Bro, we coming through, like, I see, like, three armors. Them boys take off. I don't never run.
Yeah.
I walk on my people them yard on Flipper Street. I walk on my people yard. My cousin that died, this is baby mama yard. I walk on her yard. I'm just sitting out there on about a little bonfire with them and shit. So, boom. Police pull up. Same ton of truck slam me on my shit. Boom. So, you know, we all got caught. We all go to the TBD station, you feel me? So, you know, like...
What's TBD station?
The Tallahassee Police Department.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they call TBD station. So, we go to the TBD station, you know. I'm on some shit like, but them boy really ain't know the car was stolen. This my whip.
Yeah.
Shit, but them boy ain't got nothing to do with it. Them boys in the whip, but them boys never knew the car stolen. This my car, I stole the whip. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, the police, like, took that from as in saying, like, oh, me saying they was in the whip to me, they knew the car was the knowledge that's being stolen, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that was never the case, because, like, it was a gun involved in the situation, too. Like, I'm the only nigga that got hit with a gun charge. Them boys never got goddamn dead time for the charges. None of them boys got charges. Like,
yeah.
This shit, we can look this shit up on the files now. None of them boys got prosecuted for a GTA charge. But I got goddamn trespassing, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and I got grand theft of a motor vehicle. And at that time, I was out on bond for an armed robbery charge. You feel me?
Yeah.
Me, my, what that was, right? 2012? 2012, you know, me, my dad, and my brother caught two armed robbery charges.
Okay.
So, yeah.
This was before the whole grand theft thing?
Yeah, this before that. When I went to the county jail, bro, I was 13. I got adjudicated. That's why I tell nigga, I've been doing time. Like, I went to the rear county jail. And I never been, bro, I did 17.
Kid.
Yeah, I never did no time in no juvenile program, no nothing. But I got adjudicated. Yeah. Me and my brother as a JIT, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I had did 13 months. But when I got out, when I got tried with the Greek GTA, I was already out for on the lead monitor. Mm-hmm. So like, when I got arrested as with the juvenile, they couldn't take me in because I was out on a Leon County bond. So like,
right. They
violated my bond like 3 days later. I was in jail seeing my dad and they arrested me up there, but I never knew they violated my bond. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it was like, Like, I was one of them that, like, told the police, like, yeah, this is my car. I stole it. Them boys in the car, them boys never knew the car was stolen. Like, none of them boys.
That's what you told the police?
Yeah, none of them boys never got caught. None of them boys can't back a bet. I got a million cash, and one of them boys can show you they did time for a GTA. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't be knowing what, like, the back and forth be with the internet and shit. But, like, you know, when niggas be seeing me, it be on some, oh, yeah, but I know what's going on. But, like, I don't know what happened with the message or whatever, what happened with the cracker or not, whatever not. Because, like, I don't know.
When the, like, when you say the cracker, who you speaking on?
Because, like, I know he had probably had some message. The dude supposed to have some message with the white
the boy. Dude from the YouTube shit?
Yeah. So, okay. But I don't really know about that shit too much. But I know, like, I don't see him before that and after that.
Oh, you actually see him in person?
We from the same hood. We from the same city.
Okay.
These niggas, like, I can call the nigga on the phone right now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it be just, like, a lot of shit going on. Like, home right now, I ain't having no problems with, like, niggas in the streets. Like, my situation going through, I'm fighting the internet. I don't got no problems in my hood. I don't got no problems with no niggas in my city. Because, like, niggas in my city know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, real street niggas know what's going on. I don't fight nobody, but I'm fighting the internet right now. I ain't fight no real street niggas. Like, niggas ain't hit my phone in my city on some shit. Like, you know, boy, he's saying you told. Niggas hear me. Man, boy, what the fuck them people got going on? But we know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
These one of those situations. Like, you feel me? Like it's, I just find it hard to tell on a nigga, like, oh, yeah. You stole a car, but I'm the only nigga that got charged with all the charges, and I got hit with a pistol charge. That was fine, because there was a gun found in the car.
Yeah.
I got hit with the pistol charge just by off me being there to say, like, I'm the one stole the car. That's my car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, one of them in the situation, like.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big
fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so the last and final thing that I wanted to touch on is the infamous Witness 3.
Yeah.
With the murder shit that happened in
2016. Right.
So basically kind of like give me a little bit of background on that and then let's kind of like get into that, because that's pretty much like the main thing that is being like a stickler for people that are trying to understand you know what I'm saying, because of the interrogation video and all of the stuff that leaked.
All right, so like this shit probably like, that's when my cousin got killed. Like, see, that's my cousin. I was telling him that I was rapping. That's my mom. That's my mama. That's my mama's sister's son, but like my aunties be like had her own shit going on.
Yeah.
Growing up. So my mama raised him before they raised us. So it was like one night, shit, me and my brother had just got a new crib and shit. So like everybody was right around the corner. Like we stayed literally 2 minutes away from my mama. Like me and my brother had got our first spot. So I probably like when this shit took place, bro, I was probably like 16, 17, you feel me?
Yeah.
I was legit. So like we all chilling over there, at my house, me and my cousin. She my baby mama now, her home girl. Like we over there, we all just vibing. We chilling, we riding on the motor school, we fucking off. So like, mom, my cousin like, man, you know what, bro, I'm finna walk back to my mama. Y'all mama house real quick. All you had to do is go through the path, like, bro, I'm finna walk back to y'all mama house.
Which would be his aunt?
His be my auntie, yeah. He like, bro, I'll be back, I'm finna walk right here. So I'm like, shit, cut, where you going? He like, shit, man, I'm finna be right from the house, I'm finna meet somebody over here. So, bum, time fly by, we chilling about an hour. I get in my rental car, I go back to my mama house, my cousin out there, man, he got that dodo smoking and shit. Mama and men are laid down in the room. With them like, cut, man, slide on me, I'm finna go pull up on, I had no window pulled up on my own. On my sister real quick, she they was in the on my hood. So like this shit happened so fast. So literally, I'm talking to my cousin 1 minute, like, cuz man, slide with me. We finna like my cousin, nigga, we used to take everywhere, niggas fight for us, whatever. Like, this is our real old cousin. So like this nigga was like my bodyguard, you feel me? This is like my big brother bodyguard. I'm like, man, cuz slide, man. We finna go handle something real quick. Finna come right back. We can go to the crib. Bro, no exaggeration, bro. I told you like the hood is 5 minutes from. We stayed in the west
side. It's like real small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from the south side. We stayed on the west side. 5 minutes, I'm already in my hood. I don't handle when I get back. 10 minutes, I'm on the way back. But I'm at the gas station pumping gas, bro. I never forget it, bro. Girl from the west side, her name China. She called me like, hey, B, where you at? I'm like, shit, man, I'm right here at the marathon, right here by the hood. She like, man, bro, there's a shoe just went down at your house. I'm like, me? I just left there 10 minutes ago. I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
But I'm running back over there. My daddy called him like, boy, where the fuck you at? But your cousin just got shot. So like this shit happened within 15 minutes. Bro, I'm pulling back over that bitch. Everything roped off, police, everything, bro. They put my goddamn cousin in the ambulance and shit. So you know it's really the situation, like, boy, now it's like everybody like, boy, what the fuck going on? Like, who the fuck gonna do this? Like, I don't just be playing, like when I be saying like a nigga I pull in the city, like, bro, like I'm one of them go to. I'm one of them youngest, like, niggas. I'm go to in the city, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm one of them in the city. Like, if you go to the city and talk about niggas who been getting money, cars, clothes, I'm one of them niggas. They name they gonna bring up. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah.
We cool with everybody in the city. So be like, damn, but who the fuck? What the fuck going on? You feel me? So like, this shit gotta be around. Like this, what time you think that shit happened, Ray? About like 3-4. Shit happened like 3-4. So you know we. you know, when somebody gets shot and shit, the police out here, they out here all night. So this shit was like, I'll never forget this shit, bro. This shit was like, I don't even really like speaking or talking on the situation because, like, this is a sensitive situation to me.
For sure.
But it, like, I know I got niggas out there still room for me and fans that room for me that
niggas they just want to know, like, your side.
Want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, this shit was like, probably like, soon as the sun was coming up, this shit probably like 7:30, 6:30, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Soon as the sun coming up. I'll never forget this shit, bro. The investigator lady pull up, tell my mama, damn, I ain't even right there. I just know the investigator pull up, pull my mama and daddy to the side. I heard them bust out crying, you know, from going through certain situations. We already know what the fuck going on out there, you feel me? My cousin dead. He been dead since shit. He got it out. And they got them, you feel me, on the arm and the ambulance. So, you know, like, my cousin died in my mama's front yard. Like, we can go to the city right now, bro. Like, my video I shot, Where You Been, if you watch that bit, you can see, like, I was pointing at the bullet holes. We go to the crib right now. You can still see the bullet holes, like, where all the shit took place. They never got the shit fixed. Since we moved out of the crib, I don't think nobody ever moved back in that bitch. So, you got to say, like, mom's like, he died in my mama's front yard, like literally in the yard, you know what I'm saying? So like, like as in the next days go by, like the next day, like, you know, like as a situation, like when somebody died in your house, motherfuckers, the investigators putting up pressure on you, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
How the fuck?
Because it's a crime scene.
How he died in your yard and nobody know nothing? So you got to think, like, as like a weekend, you know, my daddy was, he was wanting this shit. So the police had them kicked out door in because the dude was like, he wanted to talk to my dad because my dad would never talk to him. You feel me?
The investigator?
Yeah. Okay. Like, on a voice recording, like from the 911 call, my mama was like, Ray, she was screaming my brother name, like, Ray. She had two phones, like, police, my daddy down there, like, holding my cousin, trying to make sure he scraped, cutting his shirt open, trying to see where he hit at. My mama on the phone with the police, one phone. On the other phone, Ray, like, Ray, where you at? DeVar just got shot. Feel me? So they, like, even through that situation when like, they never talked to my dad that night, after they got my cousin, he just, like, cleared it type shit. So investigators come to the house every day, like a week later, they got our house kicked in. They come, my dad went to talk. They find out he had a violation of probation. Kicked the door in, got my dad and shit. Like, so, like, within, like, I want to say the next 2 or 3 weeks, but every single day, we got, I think, what a nigga name is, Jeremy Mutes. But I'll never forget none of these situations, like, any situation, because this is a sensitive situation to me. Like,
yeah,
it was a homicide investigator, like, brother man's coming to the house every single day, like, oh, yeah, well, we heard you had oodoo with this person. This got to be the cause of it. Don't nobody know your cousin. Ooh. Like, first, they were trying to say, like, they had no one on our Facebook and seeing me and my brother used to have like knots on a lot of money and shit.
Yeah.
So at first they were trying to say like it was a little draw, they're going bad. But you know, like, hell nah, that wasn't about that, you feel me? So, you know, like my mom impression, like, nah, it ain't that. We don't sell drawers, you feel me?
Right.
So like the shit so like, I'm gonna give you real insights on the shit. Like, so the shit so crazy, like the nigga, I can talk about now the case over, like, but the nigga who killed my cousin, I guess he had a whole nother little shootout situation. In his hood, whatever, they got a little shootout in their hood. But after that, they supposed to came over here, whatever happened. And it happened at my mama's house. So, like,
so where y'all were?
Yeah, so at my mama's house. So, like, we never knew about these situations until the case was over. So, like, they got the shells from that scene, and they got the shells from my mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole time, they, like, pushing up. They know what they know. But we don't know what they know. So, you know, you got to think about, like, they pushing up, like, oh, yeah, road on the streets, you got pressure with these people. I'm like, bro, I go everywhere. I say, bro, niggas, if a nigga want to do something to me, bro, even tonight, even as big as I am as a rapper, I be in the hood.
Yeah.
When I go back to the city, bro, you going to find me in the hood. I'm pushing up. Like, I be everywhere. Like, if a nigga say they looking for me or something like that, I put it on my sign. You going to find me in the nearest hood.
Yeah.
Like, and I post where I be at, like it just be that type of time, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to say, like, bro, I had, like, a lot of people don't know the real insight. Like, I had it was a documentary came out of my hood that was on Facebook. Like, niggas just come.
It was about you or some shit another nigga did.
Nah, I was in it though, but like yeah. I was in it, bitch, and I pulled out a gun on the video. In the documentary, I pulled out a gun like this. Like, I think, you know, we scrapped up over here. I pulled out a gun. But it's like the police, it was on Facebook. The police seen like the house was at, seeing what date was posting video. And I told you I was already fucked up. Like I was already out on bond type shit. Like there was another situation. Like, I was already had charges. Like,
yeah.
So it got to the point where like police arrested me off that video for a possession of a firearm.
Off the Facebook shit.
Yeah, I went to jail. Like, you got to think about, like, when I went to jail, I was a jit, 16, 17. But I never even knew I was finna go to jail. They went to my pretrial office and just did some whole nother other shit. But, like, you got to think about, like, so when I went to jail, I went straight to the TPD station. I went for an interview type shit. So, it was like, it was one of those situations, like, a motherfucker pressured me by the person. I really ain't, you got to think about, like, at that time, I really ain't even know he had nothing to do with my cousin being killed. So you gotta think about it, like, as in a person, I maintain his, I'm the nigga that helped him out of the case. Like, bro, any nigga right now, the nigga that got killed, charged for killing my cousin, bro, that nigga, bro, he won't even get on the phone to tell you I snitch. That nigga get on the phone and won't say nothing bad about me, bro. That nigga family even be like, bro, I know the real situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, like, I can say, like, as far as in the interview, like, it's like me just like being in there with the police. Like, I can say, like, that's why I went wrong. That's what I did wrong.
Okay, because let me stop you, because I'm gonna tell you like the parts that kind of like just made it seem like to just a nigga that doesn't understand the totality of the situation. Like, it was a part where you were talking about, it was two guys that were gangbangers and his mom was a gangbanger.
Yeah.
And to like the outside ear, that would seem kind of like, you got to understand how that could seem kind of like fishy. Like, God damn, this nigga telling everything. Like, this nigga done taught on a nigga like, mama. Like, all kind of like, shit. Like,
I tell you, I kid you not. Like,
yeah.
Bro, them people that was in that interview, like, I could bring up the witness list right now. I don't even know them people. None of them was in no interview. None of them was on the witness list. No. Charge people, bro. Like, that's why I can say me as a person going wrong. Like, I was legit trying to finesse my way out of the situation. Like,
so let me ask you this. So basically, you're saying that the people that you were speaking on in the interrogation tape, where you were like, it was the nigga who was a gangbanger. I think it was his uncle and his mama.
Yeah.
You were basically just saying that you didn't know anything about those people to be able to talk about.
I didn't know them at all. Like, they. Even on the witness list, none of the people named, like, was on no witness list. Like, I don't know them. Like, I don't know where they came from or what they had to do with the case, but, like...
So, basically, it was just a situation where you were just kind of just talking a little too much to try to get out of...
To get out of the situation. That's, see, like me, I'm a man. Like, I can really, like, even my nigga right there, like, one thing about bro right there, he gonna tell you when you wrong, like... Even, like, as far as, like, yeah, was you wrong going in there and doing what you did? Like, as far as, like, trying to finesse out a situation, but doing too much talking, yeah, you was dead at wrong. But as far as me snitching, even a nigga in that case, nigga can't come on tell you right now, but that nigga snitched on me, but that nigga told on me.
Okay.
Right, even after the fact, but he never, like, because, like, they found out me and him had, like, a little situation where, like, gun was involved, me and him, the nigga that locked up for my cousin, but shit, like, I even cleared the situation, like, okay, yo, like, me and bro, straight. Me and bro had words, woo-woo-woo. After I don't seen bro multiple times, we don't hung out after that, me and bro ain't got no issue. I know him, but I know for a fact he ain't got nothing to do with my cousin's murder. And that's the God honest truth. Even if you got to think about it, like, at that point, I really didn't know he was listed as the person who killed my cousin, so, like, how the fuck I'm gonna be like, yeah, he killed my cousin, or he did this with a, in real, in all actuality, at that point, at that time, I really ain't know. But like, was I wrong for like, just being another on some young shit, trying to finesse myself out of the situation, nigga, I already fucked up shit. Y'all were dead ass wrong. But like, as far as telling on a nigga, like, Nick ain't tell you I told on him in any form, I put no nigga in jail, set no nigga up for failure, like, none of that shit, like, on all calls, like, niggas will tell you that, like, that's why I say, like, there's a lot of situations, like, niggas don't know about, like, I ain't fighting no hood shit out my hood, out my city on no Yeah, but that nigga be trolling nothing like that.
Yeah.
And if I was, shit, I'm an honest nigga, I'd be like, yeah, bro, I'm going through it in the city. But I'm not. Like, I'm fighting a lot of motherfuckers who don't know me, like, internet shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's just the God and the truth. Like,
so let me ask you one more thing, and then we're going to get off this whole thing. So in the paperwork, it was a part in the paperwork that said that some of the statements that you made were turned over to the grand jury, which resulted in an indictment, which then resulted in an arrest warrant that was issued for the shooter. Is that incorrect?
Yeah, that's incorrect.
So what happened with that?
Like, even on the part, like, I wish I had, you got that shit, Key? Like, even on the part, okay. The statement was nothing. Like, even on the part, like, you would see, like, it was saying, like, I maintain his innocence for the case. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, me as far as, like, yo, bro, I know this man. But, like, what he got to do with my cousin's case? Like, whatever we had going on, that ain't had nothing to do with my cousin. I don't seen this man, don't doubt this man, I don't talk to this man. I don't see what he even have getting out of it. Like, we ain't got no smoke. This ain't got nothing to do with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was really one of them situations. Like, the person who was involved with that shit, like, he'll tell you, like, bro, I ain't never put him in no harm's way. If anything, like, bro, if anything, like, in all honesty, like, just since we talking about it.
Yeah.
He the reason my name came up in the situation from the jump. Like, that's no cap. That's no bullshit. Like, the police find out me and him got into a, like, situation we had. I'm in the hood. He say something to a girl, like, gonna get drawn, long story short. Like, that's how the police even was able to find out the idea, like, of me and him going through it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as far as me, like, incriminating a nigga, putting a nigga in jail, fucking a nigga situation up, like, I can admit my wrongs where I know I went wrong at, like, as a person just being, you know, no legal representation. Like, my cousin being killed, shit, I'm trying to finesse my own shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already got a little fucked up predicament going on, some shit.
From your previous charges.
I'm thinking, like, shit, I'm fucked up, because, like, shit, like, you got to think about it, like, motherfucker, like, through this whole situation, like, my mom and daddy tell you, I probably got the worst out of this whole situation. Like, from my family to the police, everybody blamed me for my cousin's death, you know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't, like, this just a small portion of the situation where I've been going through, like, for years. Motherfuckers really think, oh, I'm the reason my cousin Slug got killed. I'm going through with these, but everybody think I'm the reason, you get what I'm saying? So, like.
Yeah. Shit. So, basically, like, just so we can get off of this, just for clarity, at the end of the day, you basically feel like, okay, yeah, you might have said a little bit too much of the wrong shit while you were being interrogated, but at the end of the day, you actually weren't the cause of somebody being incriminated and incarcerated.
No. Honestly, he went to jail off his own bullshit. Like, the police had texts of him texting his baby mama, like, the baby mama telling, like, the situation going on with all this shit, public record. You can see that shit, like, but he had text messages with his baby mama telling him, like, yeah, boy, I told you not to go do something with that gun. Ooh, y'all. Like, he incriminated his own self, you feel me? Like, the whole time, police pushing up on me. He the suspect. Hell no, how can he be? Me and bro straight.
Yeah.
Me and Brain got nothing going on. I know Brain got nothing to do with my cousin being killed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so do you feel like if you weren't famous and you were still just a regular nigga that any of these allegations would have resurfaced?
Nah. Like, because you got to think about, like, the whole ordeal of it. Like, the whole ordeal really just came by, like, this ain't no shit, like, I could positively say, like, this ain't no shit that just, like, woke up and came out. Like, this shit that already, like, done been through the city. Like, you got to think about this shit having, how long ago, like, this some shit that already, like, done been surfaced, nigga, done been got to the bottom of it, understood, everything understood. So, like, little lame ass nigga, like, you got to think about
it. So, you feel like the person that, like, started this whole resurfacing thing basically pretty much kind of did it for clout?
I'm telling you, I know he did it for clout. Because, like, his hood is where I be. You know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't no fact. Like, nigga tell you, like, I don't be, like, just be saying shit like these shit. You caught any nigga, if you know from my way, a nigga tell you, like, the nigga who did this little certain situation was a nigga, like, this nigga used to be at my house every day on the come up. Like, this is a nigga I know. Like, this ain't no nigga that be like, oh yeah, but you was snitch. This a nigga like was on some hate and shit, like, cause I be in a project, I'll put a project on, nigga, on some shit like, hey bro, you be putting a project in your song, I feel like you disrespectful. I'm like, man, bitch ass G, you know who I am? Like, you talking to me like that?
Yeah.
Like, but stop playing, but you know who I am. Don't even, all that, ain't none of that shit you doing. But I be in hood, air, they don't even do all that. You feel yeah. me? So like, I don't want to get that nigga no attention with me.
Right, for
but
sure.
Like, but like, this ain't shit come from no real street, nigga. This came from a nigga who wanted to please niggas he was getting signed by, and like, you know, just this whole bunch of love. Let's look out the way shit. Like niggas cause more confusion than what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Niggas be causing, like, niggas be wanting to be that nigga. Like, niggas be, and these days, like, niggas be wanting to be for, like, but I ain't gonna lie. This nigga out the city, he telling, he most gone in the city. We gotta take him out to get where he at. You know what I'm saying? Like, but niggas don't never understand. Like, you ain't gotta never try to dim another nigga light to make your shit shine brighter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Oh no, you know that shit backfire on niggas though. You feel me? So it's all good.
So after this whole ordeal, like, hit the fan again, and you know what I'm saying, all this shit resurfaced. Have you talked to Pluto? Because you know it was like a conversation that, you know, like, you were removed from the tour and that you guys weren't speaking and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of clear that up.
I don't talk to him, but like, all no bullshit aside. But I took myself off the tour. Like, this ain't no rap shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no old nigga, ooh, fuck a nigga. Like, nah, I took myself off the tour. Like, I said, I'm finna just show you the text. But like, man, I'm gonna pull back off the tour. Like, man, I'm gonna pull out the tour. It's just too much going on. My energy ain't even right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, it's a lot going on. Like, my energy ain't even right. I don't even wanna.
So you guys had a conversation about, like, everything that's going on?
Nah, we ain't, like, you gotta think, but like, this be like, I ain't gonna say it be on a real street shit, but like, this just be on some, like, it'd be on some boss shit. Like, this is some boss shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put myself onto a nigga, and like, a nigga ain't never put themselves onto me. So it's like, yeah, more one of them situations. Like, when it's time to let the shit breathe and talk about it, then that's what it's gonna be talked about. Like, it ain't on no shit. Like,
all this, like, it ain't no, like, y'all aren't beefing or no, yeah, shit,
nah,
like,
nah,
that.
Fuck no, hell no. Nah. I'm signed.
Yeah.
Signed them. Like, you feel me?
But you know, that's, yeah, what, nah, like, that's what the streets. Like,
but
like,
from a nigga that's sent from the internet watching this shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay, all the point, I'm not on the tour. A nigga gonna be like, oh yeah, he supposed to kick them off the tour. Like, nah. Like, all honesty, no bullshit, bro. I took my own stuff out of the tour.
Yeah.
Like, that's no cap. I took my own stuff out of the tour. You gotta think about, like, even like, the shit wasn't even big when the tour kicked off. Mm-hmm. It was just the people who was around knew what was going on, just some little small blog pages. It wasn't no blowed up over capacity shit.
Yeah.
But I told my buddy, like, man, nah, I'm just vibe out the tour. Like, I ain't right. I don't wanna bring that type of energy on the tour. It's a lot of shit going on, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. You feel me? I don't want to be even have this type of vibe going around. You know, that shit, like,
right.
So, like, me being the nigga I am, like, okay, but I'm going to distance myself to this shit till we get this shit to square one, till we figure
it out. So, basically, you removing yourself from the tour was a proactive move to kind of, like, protect the energy of what was going on.
That's all it was. I protect energy. Like, I ain't trying to bring this shit around. Like, I know, like, bro got his own thing going on. It's a lot of other rappers.
And that shit going to be weird.
It's going to be weird vibe. Like, I know me and bro can see eye to eye. But shit,
I can't control everybody else.
So like, shit, you know what? Mom, I'm gonna just fall back to, like, we just get shit squared away. Like, I don't want to go on the tour right now. I'm good. I'm just leaning back right now. I'm sitting in the Maybach. I'm just vibing right now.
So, have you seen any other rappers that you dealt with before the confusion kind of pull away, or are your relationships pretty much still intact with everybody?
Honestly, like, I'll probably honestly, like, it's kind of like, it's hard to say, like, because, like, even, but, like, before the situation came about, like, I wasn't really, like, only rapper I was dealing with on some everyday shit was Pluto, you feel me? Like, I ain't really had no type of nigga, like, where I was like, oh, boy, this my boy, I'm finna pull up on him, I'm finna call him. So, like,
yeah,
if it was, like, I can't really, like, I feel like I'd be wrong to be feel like, yeah, a certain person fell back from me or did it. Like, and all honestly, shit, I don't know, cause, like, this rap shit ain't really hit me yet, so, like, I ain't running around trying to make no rap company. Like, right. I'm just really just getting in my groove with this shit, so, like, I don't know, it's kind of, like, the hard kind of kind of hard to tell. I don't really know.
So do you think that all the publicity surrounding the controversy helped you or hurt you?
Shit, but my number's up. I ain't even gonna count with you. My number's up out the roof. Shit, but so it's like, it'd be kind of hard. It was kind of like sometimes it'd be kind of hard, but like a nigga had to learn for themselves. Like, I ain't gonna say all publicity, good publicity, but it's just like, shit, it's just sometimes it's just what it come with, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I just take it upon myself to feel like, shit, nigga can't be no great if a nigga can't recall you going through a certain situation.
Yeah.
And watching you maneuver through that situation and watch you overcome what you went through. Like, it ain't really no nigga out here that's even being in the route and nigga be like, boy, I ain't never seen that nigga go through nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just like sometimes just be all part of the plan. Like, but I don't ever do well on the situation too much where I beat myself on it.
Right.
Shit. Cause like my dog, he told me like relationships more worth more than money. It's like, it's hard to have a nigga to be over here that don't know you to be like, oh yeah, he ain't told. It's gonna be hard to get through to a nigga. Shit, I ain't never chopped it up with a nigga. Nigga don't know me. Shit, I can't even expect a nigga to root for me or go to the bat for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then you gotta understand too, like when it comes to shit like that, especially dealing with like people you don't know, like it might be a nigga over here that feels a certain way about it because he might have a nigga that's locked up
right.
That somebody told on. Or you know what I'm saying?
Some shit like that.
So it's kind of like, it's like you said, it's just hard to beat the internet
shit.
And people you don't know.
I can't blame a nigga I don't know for feeling some type of way.
Right.
Shit, I don't know you. Me, you ain't never slid in the car. And being able to really heart to heart, or you know who I am, or I know who you is. So like,
yeah.
I can't blame you for feeling those type of way. Shit. You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one of those situations.
So do you feel like you beat the politics of this whole shit because it was a situation where when these allegations and all this shit like resurfaced, the fucking resurfacer was kind of trying to like set you up to fail and you ended up like persevering through the shit and you know, like you still doing your shows,
it's one of the things like basically like you just said like, but like you asked them, boy, like I really had just like, even tonight, like I'm just getting back on my shit. Like, well, I was like, man, you know what? Fuck that. But I kind of like went into like a closed in. Like, can't nobody talk to me, see me. If you ain't one of them, boy, my family, my mom and daddy, nobody can't see me.
It had you down.
Talk to me, like it just put me in my own. It put me in the mold. Like my own box. Like I don't want to talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Cause it came out to the point. Like I even watched niggas that I helped rather street music go against this shit just off some clout shit. But the minute a nigga see nine, I don't persevere through that shit. I don't got my mojo
back. You going back up?
I see niggas, but nah, it wasn't like that. But it's like that for me.
Yeah.
Cause like, one thing about it, like, don't go with no internet shit. One thing about the internet, every month it's a new topic. Like, don't chase no internet clout off a nigga you know.
Yeah.
Who solid, who thorough, who niggas who done been through it, like niggas don't did this shit. Like, you know a nigga thorough, like don't go against this shit when you know a nigga real, right?
Yeah.
Like, that one thing I can't even, but you can fuck my bitch and I probably can forgive you, but that's some shit I can't forgive. Like, you supposed to be my nigga, like, nigga, I've been knowing 10 plus years, multiple niggas, like, and then the fact, like, even make a nigga feel played to watch a nigga go against this shit on the internet, see me in person. And don't even have none of that energy. Oh, boy, let me talk to you. Like, different situation than, like, watching niggas, like, actually go against you in real life. 2-3 months later down the line, nigga going, nigga backtracking on their words. Like, that shit I can't unsee.
Yeah.
You publicly went against me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you had, like, that's just like me and you, Jay, we go through it. I'm cool with you being on you, man. Fuck Richie. Fuck that nigga. But it, like, it's different once you go on the internet. Yo, hey, boy, that nigga Richie a bitch. Fuck that nigga. He whole ass nigga. He slimed me out. See, now you don't put the world into this shit now. So now, like, it's going to make me a goofy if I forgive you and I come back around you. I'm going to forgive you, but it's going to make me look like a goofy. I come back around you and be on some shit like this, my partner right here. Like, hell no, nah, we ain't doing no shit like that.
Right.
This shit real shit. Like, this shit. My life was on the line. Money, shows, everything.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. So, like, once you go against some shit like that, shit, you going against a nigga who helped you eat. You get what I'm saying? So like, that's some shit we can't never resurface.
Yeah. So in closing, what do you want to say, like, to your fans and your supporters and anybody that's pretty much tuned in to what you got going on? Like, what do you want to leave them with?
Shit, bro. I just want to leave them with, like, shit. Whoever really been rocking with a nigga, like, for sure rocking with a nigga, shit. But, like, I should really appreciate it. Like, yeah. It's a blessing to, like, have a person, like, to ride with you through, like, you got to think about, like, everybody can ride with a motherfucker when the boat flow.
Yeah.
This bitch go to flow, niggas jumping out, boy, getting on their boat now. Like, so, like, when you got a motherfucker that can ride with you through the bad and through the good and through the ugly, like, them people you got to stick with, like, that's why the niggas I hang with right now, but I'm ready to go through it with these niggas. Fuss, fight, and argue. We argue every day in the car. Yeah. And I'm talking about, if you got in the car with her, you gonna think we finna be a fight, but we ain't been arguing every day. But get what though, bro? Each one of these niggas heart, my heart, niggas know right now. But like, boy, we can't go. We ain't going against this shit. We gonna argue amongst each other. I don't give a fuck. But we don't have a show, man. That nigga right there, that fro, bumping that nigga, always bumping heads. But me and Key, well, me, that's been arguing every day. But get what though? As a real one. A nigga count on his hand how many times he done told me something. I be like, boy, you dumb as fuck. That's not it.
Yeah.
But nigga tell you, every time I done came back and write it, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie to me, bro. You went in line. But nigga apologize for that. Boy, you a dead ass right.
Yeah.
You told a nigga what to do. And me being young, Adrian, I went against the grain. And it happened. Woo, woo.
Yeah.
You a dead ass right. But I'm gonna right my wrongs. You feel me? That's what make me special. Cause like, I ain't one of the niggas that, if I do wrong, I'll be like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't do wrong. Fuck
yeah.
It. Nah, I don't want a nigga like, when I do wrong, I'm going to right my wrongs. But it's like, so whoever been around with a nigga, but that shit, highly appreciated. Like, for real, like, on a deep, like, on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
For real, cause like, that's some of the shit that don't kept me going through my worst times. Like, when I was sitting in the crib going through it, like, fans writing me, fans taking up for me, motivating me, shit. That's what kept me going. Like, damn, but it's love, like. But it's always been more love than hate, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I kept pushing, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we thank you for coming to sit down and chop it up with us, getting all this shit out and getting everything together.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.